Chapter 32. The Hound of Marylebone. The inspector was not quite his usual dapper self. He must have been working many long hours by the time I met him that night, for his necktie had been pulled down and his collar unbuttoned. And, though I rather liked the stubble, he was in need of a good shave.
"Miss Middleton,"
he greeted me formally. His clear blue eyes looked at my prisoner.
"And Prince Ulrich,"
Pound acknowledged him icily.
"Inspector Pound."
The prince touched his own cravat, as if to emphasize his sartorial superiority.
"I thought I saw the last of you."
"I hope the same,"
Pound told him, and turned to me.
"What is your business with this man?" "Is that Eric with a U?"
Horridge picked up his pen. Prince Ulrich attempted to force himself upon me. I indicated the prince with the tip of my head, and in an instant Inspector Pound's cool blue eyes took on a glow.
"And what have you to say to that?"
he asked the prince sharply.
"I am a member of His Imperial Majesty Kaiser Wilhelm's delegation here on diplomatic business,"
Prince Ulrich responded contemptuously.
"I do not answer to you."
Pound's eyes flared.
"I am an officer of the law of this land, and no man is exempt from it."
"However,"
Ulrich met his glare insolently,
"since you are clearly acquainted with this peculiar woman, you might ask her to remove her pistol from my person."
I had almost forgotten that the revolver was still poking into the side of my captive's chest, and unhooked my arm from the prince's to bring out the gun.
"Blow me,"
the man said, and, snatching his dog's lead from Constable Perkins's grasp, scarpered onto the street. The fishwife had beaten him to it.
"Not your usual style."
Pound raised his eyebrows as he eyed my weapon.
"I would be grateful if you could point it at the floor."
I did so, and the inspector took my weapon by the barrel, carefully lowering the hammer and passing it to the sergeant.
"Put that in the safe."
"It is not loaded anyway," I assured him. The prince laughed. He had strong white teeth and was, in an instant, altogether less forbidding. Inspector Pound greeted my announcement with something close to despair.
"Keep this man here, but do not arrest him,"
he instructed Horridge.
"I will take a statement from Miss Middleton in my office."
I followed him down the corridor. "I was not expecting to see you here," I told his broad back.
"They are very short with injuries and a resignation,"
he told me gruffly over his shoulder, and I pondered at the irony of that, for it would have been much easier to have taken my prisoner to the Limehouse station had I not been trying to avoid this meeting. I had first entered that room the day after I came to London, when Sidney Grice had questioned William Ashby for the stabbing to death of his wife Sarah. Inspector Pound had a contempt for paperwork, which was to earn him more than a few reprimands from his superiors over the years, and the room had been in chaos. But whoever had used it in George's absence had been exemplary in his tidiness, for there was not a document on the floor, not a chair piled high with files.
"Take a seat,"
he instructed, rather than offered, and I sat on the edge, my bustle against the back spindles, whilst he perched on the corner of his desk.
"So what is this about?"
His tone remained official. "I am sure you remember Geraldine Hockaday," I began.
"I am unlikely to forget that case,"
he replied grimly.
"Schlangerzan got off without charge, and the German ambassador demanded that I was dismissed. If he had not been so high-handed and got the Home Secretary's backup, I would have been looking for another job."
George Pound rebuttoned his collar.
"Well, you have two witnesses who will not be intimidated this time," I assured him.
"Two?"
He straightened his tie. "Peter Hockaday was there with me."
"Her brother?"
he clarified in surprise, brushing some dust off his knee.
"He pretended to be a procurer."
Pound's eyes narrowed, and I knew that look.
"This sounds dangerously like entrapment."
His hands rose, and for a moment I imagined they might cup my face, but he only tugged his coat sleeves down over his wrists.
He approached Peter.
In front of witnesses?
None that would come forward, I admitted. It was in the lounge bar of the Waldringham Hotel. Inspector Pound exhaled heavily through his nostrils.
What does Mr. Gryce think of all this?
He tapped his right heel 3 times against the desk.
And why is he not here?
I swallowed. I have not told him yet. Pound blew out through his lips, and I could not help but remember how they used to mould mine. He rocked forward onto his feet.
When I came into the lobby, there was an angry mob baying for Schlangerzahn's blood, with a ferocious black hound straining to savage him.
He decided.
I shall detain Prince Ulrich here for his own protection and to maintain public order. You will go home and return immediately with Mr. Gryce, and we will see what we can sort out of this mess.
He opened the top drawer of his desk and brought out a full whiskey bottle.
Perhaps he will be a bit more conversational over a drink.
He rooted about for 2 almost clean glasses. I doubt it, I said.
So do I.
Inspector Pound huffed.
Go.